AM 910 WJCW, Carl and Eric, Tuesday morning. Happy Valentine's Day. 7:18 this time each week. Roughly this time, we check in with Dennis Whittingham from Precision Tune Auto Care, which sponsors this portion of the program, and brings you Dennis with car care tips. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Alec.
Good morning.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day to you. Have you hugged Buddy this morning yet?
Oh, he was just here on my lap, just when the phone rang.
Wonderful.
He begrudgingly got up and went over to his blanket.
He knows that you've got to talk to us for a few minutes.
That's right.
Because it's Tuesday morning here, too. Well, Dennis Whittingham with Precision Tune Auto Care, sponsoring this portion of the program. I saw this, and it made me set this aside because I wanted to ask you this question. And I know sometimes the folks who bring in their vehicles for work, you may ask them, well, how did you notice what particular problem was and so forth, and they try to describe a sound or this type of thing. This was a quote from an auto repair facility, okay, and it was talking about different things that customers wanted. And I wanted to just read this one and see if you've ever experienced something like this when you're trying to elicit some information from a vehicle owner. Quote, customer states rear brakes sounds like Dory from Finding Nemo talking to the whale. You get some like that sometimes.
We get some unusual descriptions, Carl. That's part of the folks that work on our front counter. They have to be good interpreters.
There you go.
The description. You know, actually, that's the best thing you could do if you're having a problem with your vehicle, is to try to figure out what it sounds like, what it feels like. And that really gives us a good starting point in diagnosing the vehicle. So I don't know about Dora the Explorer, but
yeah, or any of those. But I thought you'd probably get a kick out of that, knowing you've heard some real whoppers probably coming in.
But we'd rather do that than people that do their own diagnosis come in and say, "I want this such done," they've got an uncle or a friend at work or somebody that diagnosed their vehicle for them.
Right, right. So anyway, yeah, just wanted to share that with you. But what you got for us now this morning?
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about being aware of when it's time for a brake service. We constantly see people that bring vehicles in for brake services that are way past due, and it's caused additional damage. Mm. It's important for you to be aware of when you need brake service, and most particularly quality pads have a little clip on them. It's a warning clip, and when the when the surface of the pad gets so thin, that clip will start rubbing on the rotor, making a chirping sound. And that chirping sound is your signal that you need to get the car into the shop to have new pads put on it.
Does that indicate any particular percentage left or anything like that?
It's surprisingly small, Carl.
Oh, okay.
Where folks get in trouble because they either ignore it. You know, the problem we have this time of year is people are closed up in their vehicles, and they got the windows rolled up and more likely the radio on, and they're not listening to their vehicle. So it's a good idea every once in a while to, particularly on warmer days like today, is to roll down that window a little bit while you're driving and listen and see if you hear anything.
Okay.
If you don't, you know, it's one of the advantages of having your tires rotated every 10,000 miles is it gives us a chance to check the level of pad that you have left on your car so that we can kind of predict when you're going to need brake service.
Okay.
Make you aware of that, so you kind of got that stowed away that, okay, you know, in another 10,000 miles I'm going to have my brakes done. So you can kind of budget for that and plan for that. Rather than be, like I say, the bad thing about brakes is when you put it off, it gets more expensive because you're damaging other parts, For instance, usually in most cases, a quality brake service is going to cost you about $180 to $200.
Somewhere that's front and back, right?
Oh, no, that's just for the fronts.
Oh, okay.
Usually you'll have your front brakes replaced several times before you have back brakes done. Because really the only thing that the rear brakes do is when the car slows down, they engage right before coming to a complete stop. In other words, to bring the car to a complete stop.
Mm-hmm.
For that, all the work is being done by the front brakes. So they're the hard working pair. And like I say, you know, that cost is going to go up considerably. Particularly, you know, you damage rotors and we're not able to turn them, then the rotors have to be replaced. And in some instances, actually, the caliper gets so extended that it can't be it can't be serviced. It has to be replaced.
Gee,
so it can
whiz.
Get very expensive by putting it off. So it's a good idea to be aware of when it's time to have those brakes serviced.
Okay, so you hear the chirping. That's one good sign there, too. Is mileage any sort of an effective gauge? I'm talking about times between changes. Is that an effective gauge to determine your repairs?
Usually folks are kind of aware of that, Carl. We, of course, needless to say, because of our terrain around here, air service intervals on brakes are a lot shorter than other parts of the country that are flatter, because let's face it, we use our brakes more, and they have a tendency to wear out quicker. But if you've had the vehicle for a while, you kind of get a feeling, you know, it's depend on your driving habits and the conditions that you drive in normally. You know, if you're in one of the hillier sections of our area, then you're going to be a little harder on the brakes than if you're in some of the lowland areas. So a lot of factors play into it, but it's a good idea to be aware of it. You know what your previous intervals were when you had the brake services before, how many miles it was. So you kind of know looking at your odometer when it's coming up, and you can be aware of it.
Very good. Great tips from Dennis Whittingham, Precision Tune Auto Care. Tell us about your store, Dennis.
Well, we're at 1705 West State of Franklin Road, right there off the campus of East Tennessee State University. We're there 8 to 6, Monday through Friday, and 8 to 4 on Saturday. You can come by any time. You don't need an appointment. If you'd like to make an appointment or have a question for us, please feel free to give us a call. Our telephone number is 926-9500.
Talk to you next week, Dennis.
Happy Valentine's Day to all the lovers out there.